This is HDN.
It's Wednesday here in the Beaver Bank Bunker and everywhere else.
In the HRM.
No,
we can't. We can't call it the HRM anymore.
It's everywhere else in the world,
yeah,
really.
That's right.
Unless you're not listening today, in which case this is an old podcast, so
that's
it doesn't matter anyway.
You're binge listening and it's already the weekend and you've already missed Garbage Day, so to hell with it.
We should actually do some cliffhangers just in case people are binge listening. You know, at the very end of the podcast, I'll say, well, you know, we'll be back tomorrow. Or will we?
Kind of did that yesterday when I said we were going to talk about farts, and I will in just a moment, but a couple of other things before we get
That's
to that.
That's not a cliffhanger. That was a threat. Are you going to demonstrate?
This time.
All right.
If you follow Brad Johns on Facebook, mm-hmm. he's the counselor for Sackville Beaver Bank Lucasville, posted a question last week. He says, if there was a talking Christmas tree in Sackville, like Woody, who used to be at Micmac Mall, who would go? What's a good name? And then in brackets, he put Alpine, A-L-P-I-N-E, two names. Well, his Facebook page exploded. And that was the first hint that we've got something special coming to Sackville this Christmas. Now, of course, you're from these parts, and you were a child of the 70s, 80s, maybe the early 90s. You would remember Woody.
What the hell do you mean, maybe the early 90s? I was Woody in the 90s.
You were Woody in the 90s,
I was Woody in 91, 92, and 93.
That's right.
No, I'm sorry. I was Woody in 90, 91, and 92.
Okay. And our apologies to anybody out there who did not realize that there was a real human being inside Woody the Talking Christmas Tree that actually did the talking. Anyway, of course, you know, Woody the Talking Christmas Tree is a huge memory for a lot of people. And Brad Johns is bringing that memory back. He says he's been thinking about this now for about 3 years, started talking with some local community groups and the head of a California-based company that actually makes the custom animated trees. And it looks like Sackville is going to be the home to its own talking animatronic Christmas tree in December.
Are they looking for a voice?
Doesn't say that yet, but I'll pass along your information. So he's teamed up with the Acadia Rec Center, Rec Club, so Acadia Hall would be the home of it, and they're totally on board. They're going to donate the hall for times when it's not booked. Sackville Business Association is on side as well, and now they just need a service group to come on in to help volunteer, but it looks like Christmas is coming to Sackville big time with our own Woody the Talking Christmas Tree now. I guess it's going to cost about $25,000, and Johns is actually going to use money from his own discretionary fund because all counselors are allotted so much money that they can use in their districts for whatever they see fit and at their discretion.
Talking Christmas trees.
Talking Christmas trees, apparently
things,
on the list. Mm-hmm. Yep. But great feedback on this. And, you know, he says, guess what? Spryfield and other places have their Santa Claus parade. There are a lot of tree lighting ceremonies, but this would absolutely be unique to Sackville. And I think it would be a huge hit.
I wonder if it would be on all the time. Like, is it going to be outdoors?
No, it'll be inside at Acadia Hall.
Well, inside the hall.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I think it would be great if it was outdoors. Then you get the drunks there at night. Hey, Woody, Christmas tree. No, I guess that would become Woody the Christmas urinal, I guess.
And, things. Yeah. And of course, if it's...
No. Let's not even go there.
All right.
Now, if only those drunks would say that, we'd be able to have the Christmas tree outside.
So this comes to me via Time Magazine. So you know it's got to be true. University of Exeter insists that smelling farts could actually prevent cancer, among other diseases. The hydrogen sulfide gas, which is produced when bacteria breaks down food, of course, it's well known for its pungent, foul smell, and it's produced naturally in the body, so it's good to pass gas.
Sometimes it's produced unnaturally in the body. Sometimes it's like, that did not come from a human being.
Their studies have shown that the gas, although noxious in large doses, researchers seem to think that a whiff here and there has the power to reduce risks of cancer, strokes, heart attack, arthritis, and dementia by preserving mitochondria. Researchers are even coming up with their own compound to emulate the stinky smell's health benefits. And they've actually come up with a compound that they've named AP39. It slowly delivers very small amounts of the gas specifically to the mitochondria.
We used to have those in junior high. We called them stink bombs. They used to sell them at the joke shop. How much money did they put into research here?
Oh, I know.
Oh, God.
So there you go. So
basically what you're saying is if a person's slipping into dementia, one good way to pull them out is, who farted? That just snaps you right back to reality, does it?
Coming up in August at the Springfield Lake Rec Center, we're going to have an afternoon fundraiser for Give Kids the World Village. And this is a very special place in Florida.
It's called Give Kids the World Village?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, I'll tell you, Evelyn McNamara knows all about it, and she's planning this fundraiser, and she's here right now to tell us all about it.
The story of Give Kids the World is an amazing one. About 25, 27 years ago, a man, he's a Holocaust survivor, actually. His name's Henry Landworth. He was just a guy, I'm not sure if he owned or managed a Holiday Inn down there in Kissimmee, in and amongst all the theme parks. And he had been contacted by a Wish Foundation for a little six-year-old. She wanted to come see Mickey Mouse, and she was terminally ill. Unfortunately, with all of the red tape to get Amy's plan, her name was Amy, her plans took too long, and her wish never got granted. She passed away.
Oh, what a sin.
So he kind of made it his life's focus that no child in need would ever be failed again. So he reached out to his colleagues in the hospitality industry down there, and you know the theme park specifically. Mm. And as of right now, they can grant a wish in 24 hours. So
wow.
They have room. It's a 70-acre resort. There's 140 villas. That is possibly outdated because they're expanding as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, when I volunteered there last year, I think it was 95,000 families from 65 countries had visited Give Kids the World.
Unbelievable. And the most unbelievable part of this is that it's completely run by donations and volunteers, correct?
That is correct. It is consistently the most fiscally responsible charity in the U.S. I believe the last time I reached or I looked, which would have been before I started this year's campaign, it was for every dollar, 96 cents of it went right to the charity, which is almost unheard of.
Seriously.
And I have volunteered there. There's groups that go down March break. Obviously, there's snowbirds. I've volunteered in the kitchen down there. I've been a customer server. Like the things that volunteers do, you just wouldn't think volunteers do. And they've just got that down to an art. You go in for your shift to the volunteer hut. They tell you where to go, and somebody's telling you to handle something. You know, I can operate an electrical train in the state of Florida.
You are licensed.
You're licensed.
So, you know, if my career ever fails, you know, I'll have to find me an electrical train in Nova Scotia maybe and do that.
That's awesome. They also have, you know, sort of special facilities to handle some of the medical needs of these kids?
Oh, gosh, yes. It's the most contradictory place in the world because going in the very first time I volunteered, I thought I am not going to make it through this because I was able to take my healthy kids and my godchildren who I've traveled with to Disney World. And we went healthy. We never had to think of anything.
Mm.
And just the last time I volunteered there, which was a year ago, May, one of the things I had to do was drive this lady and her little 9-year-old. He was terminally ill with cancer. He had to be taken out of the village the Saturday night previous. This was a Monday morning. His blood levels went low, and these are terminally ill children. Mm. Everything is an emergency. And this was Monday morning. They wanted to check his blood levels. So the husband and 4 children were off to Universal Studios, and, you know, the reality of their own situation hits home, and I'm taking her, and the little guy's name was Aaron, to get blood work done. But all the villas are 2-bedroom, 2-bath. The pool there is fantastic, 0 entry level. It's all PVC pipe. They have wheelchairs that you can transfer your child into, anything you can imagine.
Hmm.
And one of their big things is ice cream for breakfast. It's kind of become like, not a hashtag, but maybe hashtags before hashtags were chic and trendy. Because in a world of no's, no, you can't do this because, you know, you've got an appointment. No, you can't go here because your immune system is low.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't go out and play because it's dangerous. They try to take that away. So everything is a world of yeses. So the first thing that happened or came to mind, I guess, is yes, you can have ice cream for breakfast. You
right
can have ice cream
on
for lunch. You can have ice cream for supper. And there's an ice cream hut. And they serve ice cream all day long. The characters from the parks come visit this place. You know, I went from thinking, oh, I'm going to see all this sadness and whatever. And it is the furthest thing from sad.
Oh, that's just terrific.
So now you are having a fundraiser to raise some money for this fabulous place coming up in August.
I am. August the 10th, out at Springfield Lake Rec Center. Those good folks have donated again. When the owner of the Diz initiated this challenge, that or this campaign, I guess, that we're going to raise $1 million for Give Kids the World, and we're going to start meets. As of right now, we're the only one in Canada. So proud that we are doing it here in good old Sackville and little old Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
But I kind of wish that some other people would get on the bandwagon. Because when I came back from my first one in Boston, I said, oh, we can do something. We'll raise a couple $100. We started out with two donations, a $100 gift card from Boston Pizza and a $50 Empire through two friends' companies that I knew. And we started with tickets on a night out. And I contacted the owner of Angles. One thing led to another. I had friends dropping off gifts. We raised $3,300, and we filled Angles.
Mm. So now, last year, you raised $8,000, I understand?
We did. We raised a little over $8,000.
Well done.
And this year, this afternoon, I sold ticket number 133. We have everything from $1,000 diamond pendants to, I went to Bangor, Maine last week, the week before. Anything that they had, Frozen, the movie, not the food. Merchandise, which you cannot find anywhere. And we have a little kids' corner where everything is free, you know, keeping in mind what this is all about, children.
Mm-hmm.
But for my story personally, my son and my husband play music during the event, and as well as my husband's best friend. And the first year, to get them involved, we kind of showed them what this place was all about mm-hmm. and whatnot. Long story short, they wrote a song, and they recorded it. And I was able to take the money to Give Kids the World to present it in person that fall. And I gave them a copy of the CD, and they use that CD now when they go to the bigger companies for marketing.
Oh, great.
Unbelievable.
So it's really sometimes hard to believe that, wow, you know, us here.
The event on the 10th, you can bring the whole family. What can we expect when we walk in there at 1 in the afternoon?
The first hour, we'll have the barbecue going, of course,
mm-hmm.
And the bar is open because it wouldn't be Nova Scotia without, you know, beer to go with that hot dog. We've got a silent auction, and we've got a penny auction. With every ticket that you buy, and that's $10 for anybody 9 and over,
mm-hmm.
You get 5 penny auction ballots. Some of the Disney fans have mailed me Disney collectibles, plates, stuffed Olaf, pretty much you name it, and we have it. And it runs the gamut. You know, the head shop has donated a haircut and a pedicure kind of thing.
Lots of local support. That's fantastic.
Amazing local support. The second hour, my husband, his best friend, and my son will play good old kitchen party music, and they're called the Buzzsaws.
All right.
We even do song books that are on every table, so we encourage children dancing, people hooting, hollering kind of thing.
Tickets, you can buy tickets at the door?
I'm not sure if we're going to have tickets at the door, mostly because I've been inundated lately. The best way is to get a hold of me. We have Nova Scotia Diz Meet for Give Kids the World on Facebook.
All right.
Or you can contact me. Lisa, they could probably contact me for them. Like I said, this far out to have sold 133 tickets, that's probably close to as many people as we had in there last year, and it was pretty crowded.
Oh, wow.
The prizes are, we had 142 door prizes last year, so we had almost as many door prizes as we had people.
That's a nice ratio.
The community support is on. My family and friends are amazing. I, if you ever want to do something good for your soul, do something for kids. I went to the Sobeys in First Lake, and I sold tickets because what we started out with was this $100 gift card to Boston Pizza, $50 mm-hmm. one for movies. We call it a night out. And I sold $250 worth of tickets. And it was just people saying, it's for kids here. I don't care.
Now, Evelyn, you were saying that people just give donations. Where can they give? If a person has a donation of cash, where would they bring that? Or how could they get it to you?
They can contact me. And actually, we have donation tickets. They're $5 each, or you can buy a regular ticket, the $10 one, and get you 5 penny auction, or a $5 donation ticket, get you 3 penny auction ballots. And actually, my cousin, again, the family link thing, she's a young gal, and she processes all those, and she puts them randomly in bins. So, you know, I can say, well, this is an older gentleman from wherever, and we have to mail it. She's not going to put him in for any of the toys. She uses good judgment, and we'll put them in for you.
Cool. All right. Thank you so very much, Evelyn McNamara. Good luck on August the 10th again at the Springfield Lake Rec Center from 1 until 4 p.m.
Thanks a lot, guys.
And that's all the time we have for this Wednesday edition of the Halifax Daily News. You have homework. Go tell a friend. Not only about the Give Kids the World Village, but also about the podcast. Let's spread it around like a bad infection
without
the rash or the embarrassing itching and burning.
And tomorrow we'll tell you all about how you, yes you, can buy a giraffe.
Until then.